us.
Go ahead.
Sure, yeah. Looks good.
Okay, we're live right now.
Really?
Oh, gee.
No intro?
Hang on.
Gentlemen, this is pure dirt, John.
And George Cortes, unable to make it. We don't have a proper excuse yet. I didn't get a phone call. George, if you're listening, what's up? Somebody said it was your birthday. I don't know. If it is your birthday, we'll excuse that. That's an admissible excuse, and I wish you a happy birthday, bro. Many more. Sitting in for George Cortes, or Josh Curtis, as we called him last week, I think, is my bro here, Brad Phillips from Premise. And I appreciate you being here with us.
Happy to be here. I'm sorry George can't make it. He's always fun to chat with and listen to, but glad to fill in and glad to talk to these people out here and guess let them know what's going on.
You know, Brad, I think you've been on every one of our Pure Dirts. We only had two of them, but I think you were present for both of them, so you're almost like as big, you know, you're bigger than a part of the show than George is.
Well, maybe,
George,
yeah.
George is missing in action, so.
Yeah, I guess. I kind of fill in there. I can't really replace him, but. Get his quick witty comments as he does.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But we're hanging out at WPSA round, what are we now, round three?
Round five.
I'm not.
Venue three.
I can't even keep up.
Yeah, venue three, round five here at Taylorville, Illinois. It's a great facility. It's where in Billy, Illinois. It's a pretty good location for everyone. And it's called South Fork Riders.
That's where Deer Riders
are. Yep.
And we talked to the guy, Leroy Harris, who's the owner. He's going to be on the show today, so that'll be cool. We're going to talk to him firsthand about his place here, what he's done with it, the TT he had, today's events, how he thinks it went.
We've got some other event guests I think you're going to like. If you remember the all-too-flavorable Jim Stack, he's in the house today, so we're proud to have Jim back. He's going to talk about his new Kawasaki deal and always, what do I call it, Jim? He's over here on the couch. The flavorable. We coined a new word at ATVC in a couple weeks ago. We call him the flavorable Jim Stack.
I've seen a lot of rumors on the ATVC and forums about a seven-figure salary and such. And I guess him and Bubba are good buddies now.
Yeah, he's drinking.
Yeah. James Stewart go out and go drinking every night.
Absolutely, he's drinking tonight. He's got so, mega cash. So.
And speaking of drinking, I see you guys are.
You're not supposed to say that. We're not. We don't condone
water. Drinking water.
It's colored water.
It's colored water.
Hey, Kilby's out here. Should we invite him in?
I don't know. We should definitely do a Scott Kilby. That's what
we should.
Get him in.
All right, you got it here in firsthand. This is how we roll up in here.
We
shoot from the hip, and now we just got rumors that our newest guest is Scott Kilby. So that'll be happening. Oh, I got to keep going on our guest. We've got a good show today. If you're not doing anything, put the remote control down, turn the TV off, hang out, listen to us. We've got some more guests, as I said, Leroy Harris. But one of the biggest news is the man, the guy that, the instrumental.
The owner.
CEO, WPSA, Rick Murphy.
Yeah, I gotta say, Rick Murphy's a great guy. I had the opportunity to sit down and chat with him at London at the end of the races, and just some of the stuff he said was just brilliant. Like, he just knows what he's doing. He's not worried about anything else or anyone else. He's just doing his thing, and they're trusting their plan and what's gonna, you know, how it's gonna work out, and they are for the riders. I mean, he made one comment to me that stuck with me. He said he couldn't believe how many blank rigs were pulling here. He couldn't believe they didn't have sponsors tattooed all over him, and I think that he's here to, you know, help the sport and help it grow. I think he's going to be very instrumental in that.
He's definitely an innovator, that's for sure, and a go-getter, a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, a risk
taker.
That's
what I like to see. Yeah,
huge risks.
I hate the guys that sit on their hands in 9-to-5 and expect the sport to just grow on its own.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked about Rick, and we're really happy that he's. Can you imagine if you're the CEO running the show, and he's going to take the time out during the show to go talk with us on our little Pure Dirt there? I had him pretty honored.
I think he's a good hands-on kind of guy. And like they say in London, he was out at 1 o'clock in the morning taking banners down and moving them around for the next day of races. So I mean,
right?
He's in the drizzling rain too. So he's a He's a hands-dirty kind of guy. I think he knows what he's doing.
They're still racing right now. So we've got our other guest is Mark Straubinger. We tried to get him on a couple weeks ago as our guest. He's never been on. I think he came on and said one word and I had to go the first one. But at least we're trying to do him as a guest today if he makes it, if there's time. Who else? We had Jessica Elizabeth. She's the 32nd girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to make it her appearance. So well, they're a little flirting. Guys, keep it under control, but, you know.
I'd
a little
be
bit
a 32nd guy with her.
I think I'd go 40.
Yeah.
I think I'd go 40.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it might be.
Back in your heyday.
Oh, yeah. Get started.
But, yeah, we got Jessica. She, and also, if you don't remember, Jessica, they call her Cricket. She was our Miss April, I believe, 2005.
Yeah, so go ahead and pull her up on the ATC and Scene Girls, and that way you can get a visual.
Right on.
Just see what Jim's talking about in 30 seconds, man.
Yep, she's got an incredible smile. She's very, very cute. You're going to like the pictures. Check it out.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that. I'm almost positive. Miss April 2005. But she's going to come on. She's been the 32nd girl. The guys don't know what that is, the card.
Yeah, it holds the ESPN2 32nd card.
And she's on, I think she's every single round she's been present. So she's like the official one. I don't know.
You may know this, but how does she get involved in this? Was it, I heard through Donnie, is that right?
Yeah, she's been the scorer. Her and Ashley, while you're looking at Miss April, look at Miss May. Ashley's also helps her with that stuff.
Yeah, and every girl in there does.
Yeah. And they grew up together, and they scored Donnie's events since they were like 12 or something. So we'll ask her on that. They've been around the track, so they're definitely ATV scene girls. You know what I mean? They're not just models I hire. So it's cool. I'm proud to have that. And speaking of models, the ATV scene girls. I think I'm going to do, you guys, I know I'm late and I always get harassed for being, because Miss July should have been up by now, but get this, I swear, I got approached today by Jeremiah Jones' wife.
Oh, Jamie Ritz. Jamie Jones.
So she's going to be Miss July, I think. We can pull it off. Isn't that cool?
That's not bad.
Yeah, we'll have her wash.
She'll be a MILF.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm down for it.
In theory, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's cool.
That,
and she's cute as can be, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
a racer.
Just had a baby, what, is it 2 months?
It's been longer than that. I think it's been almost a year.
Has it been already?
It's been almost a year, I think.
Time flies, I don't even catch up.
Yeah.
But it's cool that she looks as good as she does. So
yeah.
Don't be disappointed. I think that's kind of cool that we have real ATV scene girls, not just...
Well, it's cool she approached you about
it. Yeah, you can't always... Some months we got a model and stuff because there's, how many girls are there that actually ride that... We can get a hold of them and shoot. But
yeah, and then we'll allow you to do it.
So it's cool.
Yep.
That's our, I don't know if you guys are listening, that's probably one of our biggest features on the site. It's like, every month, it's, hands down, it beats everything.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The LTR 450?
Yeah.
You'd think, that's the biggest quad news. This thing's wide, and it's a race quad made for, it came close that month, but every freaking month, it's the scene girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You got something there.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you expanded like the scene guy. Like the girl's gone wild, now the guy's gone
there's
wild.
There's a site. Who is it? Who's doing a site now? They're going to do that. Shoot, I can't remember.
Like as a parody?
No, she's. It's not quadgirls.com, which I highly suggest you go to.
Wow.
It's another girls quad thing, and they're going to do a monthly guy.
That'd be funny.
Good. I think it's cool.
Yeah. But Pat Brown would probably be right in the running for that one. GQ.
Yeah, Pat's everybody's favorite for the girls. But, I don't know. This time we're gonna provide some info on what went down. We always get sidetracked and talk about all the neat stuff we're doing. And we're gonna do results and stuff. But before we get to results, let's talk about your gig. You're doing videos now and all that.
I don't have a gig. I decided to quit. I'm just coming to Kearney now, just driving around the country and following you basically. I don't know if you can see me in the rearview mirror every once in a while.
Yeah, come late, you get a good parking spot.
Yeah, really.
You notice.
Talon pulls in at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's right by the scoring tower.
Everybody's moving for us. I was like, damn, I've made it.
I know, I don't know what you did.
Back in the day, I'd be like in the field next door across the street.
Yeah,
to push my bike across the street to go race. Now I'm like front row. It's pretty cool.
No, we got some good stuff going on. We're filming for Carpe Diem 3. We're just about done with it. We just got to film with Joel Hetrick and Trent Kendall. Had a real cool scene put together with them, and had plans to go film with John Natale, but he was injured, which we'll talk about a little later. But unfortunately, not going to be able to get him in this time. But then we got some of the usual guys, too, like Brock Lyons and Cale Downing, we're going to film with when Cale's back on his feet. He's coming back from an ACL injury. And Chad Wien and Sage Baker, some of those guys. So, we did some Supermoto stuff, too, so it's coming along real good.
You know, you're in the video business, and people buy videos and look forward to the next one every year. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think now that there's competition, there's like there's probably four main, you're one of them, I would think, of video makers. Is it cutthroat? Is it hurting each other, or is it helping the whole thing? Your opinion?
I think that varies. Some of the producers and some of the people make it better for the sport by expanding into other areas and markets. Some don't. Some try to use tactics to kick the other ones out, and some don't. It just all depends on who's doing it. The main problem that the video industry is having now is illegal downloading and burning.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I don't have exact figures, but I would sure guess that 1 out of 5 of my movies I sell gets burnt, and
no
then I
way.
Lose that money. And that's the problem is that,
man.
Big Hollywood stuff, people do it, they think, oh, they're making millions.
We
barely make enough money to drive to these races.
Damn.
So
is that
when
going
you,
on? I didn't even
yeah,
know that.
A lot, I've caught on the forums a couple times, too, where people say, you know, you burn a Huevos for me, and I'll burn you Carpe Diem 2 or Fallout for you. And I get on, and I don't care that it's my name. I gotta say, don't do that. It's
That's
ridiculous.
So wrong. Yeah, I didn't know that going on. I guess it would. Everybody
else
is being ripped off on the internet.
Yep. And we're actually working on stuff. Carpe Diem 3 will be unburnable. It's unfortunate we had to do that, and it's actually costing us quite a bit of money to do this. But it's just something we had to do, or else there wouldn't be a Carpe Diem 4. So. Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about.
How can you stop?
But,
what are you doing? How can it be? I don't know what to do.
We've got a license to author in a certain code into the DVD authoring that we have to pay per unit for. It gets up there, it gets pricey. They cannot burn it. It will just give them a cyclical redundancy error or something like that, and it's unburnable. You can't pull off a DVD, and it may make me sound like the mean guy, but I want to keep making these movies for you guys, so I got to do it. Most of the people I know are innocent. It's just, it's a bad apple that ruins it for everyone, I guess you could say.
Right.
So.
Well, what does it cost for video? $22 or something? $25? What is it, $30?
You can get our movie off eBay for $23 that
Jeez.
We still make our full profit on.
That's like, what is that, an eighth of a tank of gas?
Yeah, a couple gallons of gas.
Why sit through a big long download and time out?
And I think some people burn them and download them just because they can. They want to prove that they did it, and they're,
Gotcha.
And it's too bad, and I think it'll...
Yeah, we got
we're
hacked.
Change it, so.
We got hacked by a guy that was his reason.
Yeah.
He hacked our ATC forums in 2002, I think it was. And,
I remember that.
That was his reason. Because I could.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, that's his hobby. And, I don't respect him, but.
Yeah.
You gotta have. See, people got their hobbies, and it was my bad. We didn't have our shit protected like we do now.
Yeah.
And he got in, and shit happens. But, he hacked us, and. So I guess that shit, it does go down.
Yeah, it's too bad, but other than that, it's going along. Everything's plugging along well. We're working on a documentary, too, and that should be out December. So, Carpe Diem 2, if anyone out there is listening out in the United Kingdom, they are going to be played on the United Sports Channel. It goes out to 13 million households. They're going to be airing Carpe Diem 2 over there in the United Kingdom in August. So I'm waiting for the exact date so I can get a press release out and check back with ATVC to see that. And
sweet.
Yeah, we've already had verbal with them that they would like to air some of our other movies too. So, we're just trying to step it up, and we're trying to get quad racing out into the mainstream, like the WPSA.
Yeah. What mainstream, Ty, I don't like to brag. I never do, but I just... You just said mainstream in England. It reminded me of Matt Coulter.
Yeah.
He did the jump in 2001, I think it was, the world record. And it was cool. We got mainstream television. That show, that was, I'll go back and some of the things I'm really proud of. It's one of them.
Yep.
We wrote in the contract, me and my bro, George Davis, we wrote in our contract that Fox Television, this is worldwide. Tuesday night, 8 p.m. time slot.
Yeah.
This damn thing was all over the world.
That's
that
great,
Guinness World Record.
Mike won.
The contract we wrote that they must show at least 10, I think it was 5 to 10 seconds of ATV racing.
Oh,
and
that's
they did.
Cool, yeah.
They showed
cool
it. Doing, so, in a way, I mean, we were mainstream, worldwide, prime time television.
Well, that and
ATV racing. It was kind of cool. And they complied.
Yeah.
It was in the contract. We checkmarked it, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. And more recently, too, Acraics helped support out a lot. They had the Fan Discovery Channel.
That was bad.
John Gooder jumping the train. I think I give him a lot of credit for that.
That was a really good...
Yeah.
The whole production of it.
Yeah.
Quality.
It's too bad it couldn't, that's... What we need to do is, what the WPSA is doing, is not just a one-time thing. It's like advertising. Repetition is what gets it.
Yep.
So, if you repeat these things and you keep going, not only in rerun but just new shows all the time, that's where you get your market. That's
right.
Your
well, they say in advertising it takes three times for the person to get. That's why they always repeat the phone numbers. The mind doesn't pick it up till the third time.
Yep.
So
that's cool. The same way with this stuff. So I think we're on the upswing.
Awesome. Well, good stuff. Let's get into the next phase of the show. We're going to talk about. Should we do results later or get them over with? You want to do the results for us?
Yeah, get them over with.
All right, let's talk about results. We don't have them all. They're still racing, people.
Yeah.
So there's probably three more classes left. We might hear from... When Straubinger comes in.
Well, now tomorrow... See, the finals for the amateurs aren't till tomorrow. So all we have are the round five quad train and the quad pro,
right,
you know.
Right.
Super quad pro, but... I don't know. You want to give them
a shot? I'll do the pro. You want to do quad train then?
Sure.
All right. All right. Now, if y'all are like bored now, we're going to get a harassment letter now. Well, we quit saying all the boring results. Nobody wants to hear that. And then last week is the opposite. Hey, the whole time you guys never said who won. So we're going to go through first place. Guess who it was? Jeremiah Jones.
JJ. The husband of the new single.
Yep. Mr. July.
Mr. July.
But, Jeremiah's on a roll, man. Mm-hmm. He was hauling.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, Dustin Wimmer, too. Dustin's been...
He's been consistent.
He's on this new program, the TNC.
Oh, is that Spader's
TST,
thing?
My bad.
The one Spader was on? No, that's...
No, it's the Dr. Rice. TST.
Okay, yeah.
Target-specific training. He was our guest last summer.
That's right, yeah.
Dustin's been on that program, and I looking at the results, his stuff is... Mm-hmm. He's on. He's mm-hmm. working. All right, third place, Doug Guss. We'll talk about Doug in a minute. He's going to be our new Behind the Gate feature. I don't know if you all see those videos we do, the Behind the Gate. It's going to be probably the best one. It's cool. I went to Doug's house, and we'll talk about that in a minute. On to the results. Fourth place, my bro, Corey Ellis.
Now, Corey, actually, interesting note, he got fourth place. If you look at, I guess he did fifth and 11th in the qualifiers, but that fourth place was on a stock motor on a bike that he was getting ready. He had a for sale sign on a weekend. Alan White, his mechanic, had just this problem with one of his bikes he couldn't figure out. They went through four carburetors, two bottom ends, all kinds of electrical harnesses and wiring. They couldn't figure it out. And finally, Corey just pulled the for sale sign off, jumped on, and took the best finish of the weekend.
With a stock Yamaha motor.
Stock motor.
There you go. Yeah. Everyone that has the problem with the Honda's faster than the Yamaha.
Yeah.
Well, this is a stock one, and he got fourth.
There's your plug.
And on a speed, on a speed track. I'm not trying to plug anyone. I'm just saying the fact.
Oh, exactly.
On a track,
I
plugged, it was a very high speed track today too.
This is a very high speed track.
I mean, this thing, you better have a good motor. And that's
absolutely
pretty cool. I remember Dave Keister back in what was it? '94 or something. He pulled the whole shot out Mount Morris with a stock 250R. Unbelievable. Good. I don't know how he did that, but I was there. Anyway, fifth place, Jeremy Lawson. Sixth, Pat Brown. Joe Javisto in the seventh. Eighth, Josh Kramer. Chad Weenan. Matt White is top 10. 11th is Tavis Kane. Sage Baker.
Good run for Sage.
Yeah,
fourth place.
Sage, I got some good pictures of him today.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this thing needs a frame, this one. This is a badass shot for Sage. Real slow shutter speed.
Yeah.
You got the cool blur. And
oh,
it just pops.
Yeah.
And those you luck out sometimes. You really have to. So I'll share that one with him, give it to him. But anyway, 13th is Tommy Hager. 14th, Dana Creech. Dana's better than 14th place, but he's recovering from injuries and stuff.
Yeah,
but 15th, Brock Lyons.
Premise Rider, Brock Lyons, my man.
16th, Jason Dunkelberger. 17th, Jason Luberg, riding
and
with
now,
a broken, what's he have, a broken heel.
Oh, well, they actually...
he's behind me.
Oh, yeah.
They, I was talking about Corey who's standing behind me. I thought it was the track owner.
And actually, the last corner, the last lap, was Duncan and Luberg got together and tied up. They were tied up for 30 seconds probably, so...
Jason, I think he got tangled up with Dunkelberger two races in a row now.
Yeah. Duncan's tied up a lot of people.
Yeah. Rocco Arno was 18th. Johnny Hale... 19th, and Jeff Robbins, 20. Your turn. You're going to do the quad train.
All right. First place was William Yokley. I didn't get a chance to really see one of his races. I just saw some of the practices, but Yokley took the top honors, followed by Scott Kilby and then Jim Stack.
And we have both those. They're in the house. If you guys don't know, man, this is where it's at. We got Corey Ellis walking in.
Yeah.
We got Scott Kilby. We got Jim Stack. Jim Stack went from last. I don't even know that. Last to third.
Oh, really? Well, I know there was
talking about that.
There was something going on with his heat race or something where he jumped off his quad and was running in front of the fire hoses. And I know there was something broke down in his quad, and I heard Banger just yelling, "Jim Stack's running around the track trying to get hose down and get all the mud off of the fire hose." And
it was probably his publicity stunt.
Banger's always yelling about something.
It's probably a publicity stunt.
That's Banger for you. Are you guys passing notes in class? All right, we got number four, Joe Duncan, the old snowcross.
Why would I
believe.
Do that?
Then Brock Parker in fifth, Michael Swift in sixth.
Why would he do that?
Seventh is Kerry DeCou.
On the door.
Eighth, Clifton Beasley. Nine, the Daryl Rath, the new Arctic Cat rider and the old TT racer and supermoto racer.
No way,
still races that stuff, just does this now too. 10th, Jesse West. 11th, Kevin Johnston. Paul Turpin in 12th. And looks like Rory Beckman in the 99th position, according to the score sheet. I'm going to say that's probably 13th, though.
It's a 99's code for DNF, or did not start.
Did not start.
Yeah,
so
that's a code.
Rory Beckman had some problems and did not start. Yeah. Jack Linksrider. Which, by the way, this Jack Linksrider, what might happen?
Corey.
Okay. We got Corey?
Huh? Corey, he's always running around while he's sitting here. Corey, give us a word here.
Corey, what's up with the stock engine?
No,
I heard
there's
you.
There's no freaking way. Why would we do that? There's no way. Huh? Why would we do that? I don't even want to mention the name because it's so stupid for someone to do that.
Corey, good ride.
I mean,
where's AW at? I see him under the hood earlier.
Yeah, we need Alan here.
All right, Corey, did he help you get up there?
Well, last time I saw AW, he was in the back of the trailer at London. I think he was face first. He might have been face first.
Wait, was it Sunday night at London when he was making his one mile?
No, Corey was wrenching on shit and changing the spare tire. And look over at AW's.
We were supposed to go down to Bowling Green Sunday night to go film, and AW decided he had other plans involved. Yeah, mechanics meeting between. It was AW and a few other people to go and mention, but it went on until about 3 in the morning. Yeah, they were taking minutes. No, I think that was... Oh, yeah, no, he was taking minutes. He was scribbling on his hand. And they can't be honest, some guy named Fred to put his tools away the whole night.
Yeah,
so.
I think something about Wimmer and pizza pockets or something. I don't know.
It was a trip.
Corey's got so many badass stories that we're never allowed to say any of them.
I know, yeah.
Can I tell some of them or not?
The Bowling Green one is sweet.
See, it sucks. It's like...
You wait,
like,
I know.
Yeah, it's the opposite guys. On my right, I got Jim Stack, who's got... Kick-ass story. He'll probably rival your stories.
No, I got. We're gonna have some.
But he talks about him. He's got. He doesn't care. He'd probably be gone with Kawasaki soon. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. And he'll still be on Yamaha. Or still factory rider. Yeah.
You ever read Jimmy White's column?
Yeah, that's badass.
See, that's. I gotta wait till I'm done so I can write.
That's it. All right. Yeah. That's true. That's
true. He's Corey's our DD on Monday. I'm entertaining some people back in my hometown. So Corey's playing a good. He's on training. Alan White's coming back. I'm only about an hour and 10 minutes from Walnut, in Iowa City, Iowa, the home of the University of Iowa.
What are you doing there? What?
He's DDing.
I gotta drive.
Because Alan's going to be there, just, you know how Alan is.
Party
and then
in Iowa.
A couple of Suzuki guys are coming.
He heard there's hot girls at their college. That's all it is.
We're trying to get Pat Brown to come because he stopped by twice on the way to the 12-hour race, and he's got a few numbers there, I guess, he can look up. So.
We disagree on the Iowa thing because I was at Fort Dodge, but I guess Fort Dodge, there's no hot girls. It's the other.
Not Fort Dodge, but Iowa City.
Iowa City, okay.
Is 50% Chicago.
Because I was so sure that it was the world's worst place for picking up girls. Mm. Man, it was
horrible. Oh, you
the only
go
thing
to
I see there was a 12-hour track. That's the furthest I've seen in Iowa.
Oh, man, you go to my hometown, just an hour in Iowa. It's the University of Iowa, where 50% of the students are from Chicago suburbs. So they're all rich girls with, you know, dads. And then the rest are farmers' daughters, so.
A good mix. You can't lose. It's a no-win situation.
Yeah, come on over. What are you doing Monday?
Hey, crew in the back. Is this Mike picking up everybody, or do I need to swivel and stuff?
It's not going to pick up Stack.
It's never, when he talks, you can't hear him?
Because,
he's on it. Anyway.
My big mouth, he's still can't hear.
Oh, we got a question from the forums. Kangaroo Kid, somebody asked what he's up to because I mentioned him earlier.
Mm.
He's supposed to jump the river, the Cuyahoga River in the flats of Cleveland, believe it or not. I know that everybody's like, what? He's trying to go off his rocker?
Yeah.
But it's true. He's supposed to jump over the river on July 4th.
But he's
Matt, download. I hope Matt's watching this. Or listen to this. You can't watch this,
can
you?
Yeah, I hope you can.
But I hope he listens. Because
it's like
Cleveland wanted to
do like 7 in the morning right now.
This jump was going to be badass. It's 230 feet. We were going to cantilever their jumps on each side.
Well, now Brock Lyons might be taking up the challenge. Still playing with the idea.
Maybe Matt.
He wants.
This is cool. This is in front of 100,000 people on July 4th. And it's the rebirth of Cleveland.
Yeah.
The mistake on the lake, they called it. Back in 62 or something, I think, that the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
Yeah.
And that sucked.
Yeah, that would be.
Anyway, they redid the flats, and now it's time to reintroduce the flats, and they're trying to get some gigs going, and they want to do something really interesting. No one's ever jumped a motorcycle or an ATV across the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah.
So,
that'd be
and
fun.
They wanted to, it worked, but...
I wouldn't mind.
I don't know what's with him. You all ask him what's with him. I don't even know either. It's been 6 months since I talked to him. So
I'll try it on a utility bike.
Call me.
Bro.
I don't know.
The Ohio area. What about the banquet issue? The details.
We got so much to talk about. We can do like 4 hours on the show.
Oh, that would take forever.
If we start getting into the banquet, man, it's out of hand. What's going on there? The conspiracy banquet. There's gonna two banquets. I talked to Sherry Taylor the other night. She was basically in tears, pretty hurt about her end, whether she should keep up with it or not. I suggested that she should do the People's Choice ATV Awards banquet.
I think it's what's going on right now.
That, you know, what's that? And the GNC banquet, all the respect, whatever. They can do their thing in Tennessee, and Sherry can continue her banquet in, where is that, Kentucky?
Yeah, Fort Mitchell, Kentucky.
Yeah. But I don't, now she's having second thoughts because there's rumors of threats to Tim and Mark Baldwin. She's associated with them. And there might be a little concern that all of a sudden Mark and Tim might not be allowed to go to the races or something crazy.
Get involved.
Don't know. I'm glad I'm out of it, you know. But that's, we could go on in the bank forever, but in my opinion, I hope they have it. I hope she continues. She was. It seemed like her wind was taken out of her sails.
Yeah.
But Sherry, if you're listening, man, you need to do it. Go for it.
They got some good dirt named Pitts. New conspiracy theory here. It's told that Rocco Earl Sr. Either knows or buried Jimmy Hoffa.
Really? Just in from Corey Ellis. Did you hear that? So
I heard there's something going on.
You know, I've known Rock for a while. He's got that mafia at it. You know, he might know.
I thought that's what they did.
He's got the Italian going. Yeah, you got to watch your back around Rock.
I thought they were, that's what they did.
Don't cross the rock.
Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Scott in? Yeah, you're on that thing. So.
Well, let's do some guests. Well, yeah. Corey, how long can you hang out? All right, we're going to have... We don't know yet. Hey. Well, here's the thing. I want to have guests and stuff, but it's cool that we shoot from the hip like we do, and anybody could talk, but my sound man, Brad, in the back, I need to know if we can hear... is this thing micro-directional?
Where's the lapel mic?
I've got it on
okay.
there.
Okay. So all right, let's go with who's got it first. But Corey wants to get us a chair for him. Is there another chair? No,
and
there isn't.
A beer. Come on.
Anyway... Hey Brad, can we hear Corey? Can we hear Corey if he has a comment? Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. To my left is Corey Ellis. To my right, Brad Phillips. To the extreme right is the Team Can-Ams, Scott Kilby, and the Team Kawasaki's Jim Stack. So we got a factory. We've got the full factory effort in here. We got Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Can-Am. And who else is factory at? Is there other factories here? We got Suzuki.
Arctic.
There's no factory Hondas.
Arctic.
This weekend.
Big surprise, huh?
There's no factory Honda representation. Is there?
Arctic, I guess.
Not this weekend. Nope. Yeah, so we almost got all the factory efforts in this trailer right now. It's pretty cool. No, we got notes that our notes just don't stop. There's so much stuff to talk about.
It always goes forever, yeah.
Yeah, he broke his wrist, and you know he had surgery, I guess.
Yeah, I heard.
Not 6 weeks. I heard.
Someone said he got pinned. I believe it was yesterday, Friday.
Yeah.
They were saying he might still come and bring Michelle, but it's been about 9 weeks.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Do this.
All right. Take it away, man.
Okay. We're on Scott. Start talking to Scott a little bit. You got to get running, so we'll talk to you. So
you're out of the... I don't think he can hear it. Oh, he's got... Oh, yeah, we can. Never mind.
So you're out of the new... You're out of the new Can-Am. Is it the Jack Link semi or the Warnert Racer?
No, Warnert Racer.
You want the Warnert one? So what kind of... I mean, did they just come up here with this this first race? Is this the first one they've been to, or are you guys at Etchikani?
No, we actually... I showed up in London, and then Etchikani, the tractor trailer, showed up. We were... Been there... Was this four races?
Fifth round, third venue, yeah.
But Scott, you actually showed up with no support. I mean, you bought that bike yourself, right? I mean, you haven't. I mean, that was before they stepped up to the plate, right?
Yeah, I actually took a gamble on what they were telling me that they were going to come out and support. So I just went ahead and wanted to be at the first race that I could be at, and went ahead and start building some points.
So you were running GNCC before this, though, right?
Yeah, the day before we raced the London race, on Saturday we had a GNCC. We left there and drove straight down to London and raced that one the next day.
Are you still running the GNCC then?
Yeah, we're still doing both series.
But the semi is not, they're just going here to WPSA?
No, they're going to GNCC and WPSA now, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be at both events.
How's it, running for a full team like that? I mean, is it comparable to like a Suzuki ride or something? I mean, do they give you basically everything you need, all expenses, and what can you talk about?
Well, they pretty much take care of the ride, the machine, everything's done, mechanics, are all
all great. Everything's taken care of in that aspect. As far as expenses, I'm pretty much on my own and, you know, struggling to get here. I mean, it's 600 miles from home right now, you know, 600 miles back.
You just need that seven-figure salary like Stack. Maybe you can, share a little with you.
Yeah.
Maybe you can pick you up.
Those Can-Ams have cheater motors or what? You guys get the whole shot every freaking time.
Whoa, no.
What's going on?
Hey, what about the Army Cats? I mean, it was funny. Actually,
every time I look, the Can-Ams, it's not even a race.
Yeah.
They went the whole shot, every one of them.
Yeah, they're tough to beat. They got the power. I mean, they are fast. This brute force is hanging with them, but now they passed this, I guess it was Monday, they passed the ruling. As far as you're allowed to clutch the bikes now, and they're talking about how what a great stock class it is, but they threw a little bit of a fit about me having my seat pan that I designed for the bike to get down in the pocket. They're having a problem with that. That's not considered stock, but I guess tire balls and wheels and tires and handlebars and risers and steering stabilizers, and now you're allowed to clutch the bike. I mean, that's considered OEM. I mean, of course, obviously. What am I thinking? So I don't know why I would do something like that, but
you took all the padding out of your seat to put an aluminum plate there.
Yeah, I did.
Like steel balls.
Daryl, that gave me an idea today for you guys. Just loosen up the baffle on your exhaust.
You noticed that?
So that you go over a bump. And it'll come off, and you'll get a couple more horses.
I didn't know if you noticed. I thought that was just me hearing stuff on the start line. Because
everybody should do that.
Yeah, well.
Really, Daryl's been getting requests for
that. Give you a couple, that would, right, Gordon? Give you a couple extra points.
Your jet fans.
Sometimes you need to have the air box lit off or something, too.
Make that fall.
Scotty, are you guys
I'm
doing
not,
that
I'm
in your camper?
I'm not saying anything against Daryl Ralph.
No,
I
ours is Stan.
Without a doubt, I do that. Screw it. If you're in stock, just leave the little.
You got to buy a new baffle every time or go find it every time on the track?
Yeah,
it keeps falling out. I don't know what the problem is. Yeah, Arctic has a problem with baffles.
But.
Stock box should be stuck.
Yeah, I would have it.
Yeah, he probably can't do that anymore now.
We're walking all over Scott. What do you got?
I was just saying stock box should be stock box, you know, and they should be.
What about tire balls?
Tire balls isn't off stock, but, you know, that's sort of a necessity if they're going to keep those big rocks out there. But, whatever they want to do, if they want to make it bone stock, then I'm all for that. I'll run Maxxis Bighorns. They're probably the toughest tire out there, for rocks, you know.
See, I'm all for tire balls, and they're putting money back into the sport, which I appreciate and everything. But at the end of the day, I kind of miss the GNCC days of the tire issue.
The pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 12 Hours of America, it was part of the issues, man. You're going to have to change tires in a dirt race. You're going to get a flat. It's nowadays.
Like NASCAR.
Well, Corey can attest to that. I think our first person to ever have tire balls. What were you running in 2000? Are we still not allowed to talk about that? No,
tell us your the sleeper you were running, Corey.
It wasn't tire balls. It was something a little special that I had a guy make up for me to be wearing those tires all year.
Barbie balls.
I don't know if I
come on.
Come on, come clean.
It's from a desert guy that never gets class.
Well, if you remember Corey's Cannondale in 2000, what year were we doing that? We went to all of them together. 2002?
Yeah.
Corey never got a flat tire. It was great.
No, I got about 15 flat tires in about three races, I think it was.
And then we put a stop to that. And no tire balls had not come out yet
right.
in 2002. And then, remember, we went to the Wisp, and it was the one race you missed, I think. And his mechanic at the time was John Maley, who ran his quad. It was the Cannondale. The first year Cannondale came out. And the Wisp, every single pro rider and pro production that year had at least one flat. There's Corey's quad.
Corey never had one.
The thing's ripped to shreds and he's still riding. John Maley ended up getting seventh that day. And out of like 20 pro production riders. And he's the mechanic. No, John, I shouldn't say that. John's actually a pretty damn good rider.
Well, some of the guys nowadays, they're actually going to Walmart and they're buying Barbie balls. They're buying these inflatable and just ramming them in the tires. And it's like, come on, guys. Get with the program.
Well, 12 Hours America, we ought to do something special. You gotta at least change one flat tire or something.
All right, yeah. They make a mandatory mandatory tire change.
I missed that part of the equation.
What up, Ben?
Hey. Yeah, we've got Ben Horgan in the house now.
Yep.
And girlfriend.
Alicia.
Melissa? Alicia. Alicia. Reminds me of delicious.
John, your boyfriend's right here.
It's a good insinuation.
John doesn't care.
Delicious and Alicia.
New single.
Yeah, you interested in this? Yeah, this July.
Oh, while you're here.
check out, you got a table here and something to drink?
Get in the lounge.
Here, you got
a live studio audience.
Yeah.
We've talked. We don't need a laugh track.
We're talking tire balls.
Well, we're talking. Yeah. We're,
let's talk about what they were doing, listening on the radio and not coming down to the event. They missed something fun today, huh?
What happened?
They're all sitting at home and listening to
The listeners? Yeah, well, I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I hope we don't. I hope we end up with zero ATV enthusiasts and we have to cancel Pure Dirt because they're all at WPSA.
Right.
Well, they're using the WPSA and live internet to listen to it.
Yeah, because, yeah, y'all are missing it. This thing is badass. These guys, they put on a really organized event. It's out in front of 2.5. How many millions of people watch it?
250,000 watched last
year. You're from Ohio, right?
I know.
Y'all?
I don't even know if I'm from Ohio. I live in a trailer down by the river in whatever state I'm in. It's like, all I do is drive around state to state. So I don't even think I'm Ohio resident. In fact, I don't even run plates anymore.
Yeah.
I just leave them off.
Have you talked about that experience? Have you talked about that in the previous
I got
off
doing
What'd
you do?
I didn't have plates in the truck.
And they cuffed you?
Oh, they cuffed him. He's in back the car pleading for his life.
It was all good. Man. I just had a little mishap. And
mishap.
Yeah, I didn't go to jail or anything. I just got...
that's good. Jail sucks.
I bought the truck in Nevada, and I went to... It took too long to all the travel. There's a freaking race every weekend, you guys know. So I was... I had to drive the truck to... I don't know. I was going through... Where was I going? I was going to a Yamaha dealer meeting, and trying to get to the airport and got a ticket and no plates and expired plates and no proof that I own a truck. It's just a long story, but I'm all good. I'm legit. And actually, I do have my plates on my truck now, but not the trailer.
You don't need on a trailer.
Yeah, not the trailer.
It's overrated.
Are we getting off the subject
yet? Yeah, we are.
All right, let's talk to Scott. Scott's got to run. He's hungry. His wife's hungry. His son's sitting here.
Right. Well, so... Let's talk to our guest again.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
Maybe I should drink this colored water.
Good. Shoot away.
Where were we?
Yeah, where were we at?
Let's talk. We were talking about the controversial tire balls.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 20 quad gate. How many pros were there, Corey?
13 quad terrain.
I think they had 22 that signed up, and then they had two people that.
So we got like a ring going
on
in the left corner is the super quad on the right
terrain,
corner.
We had about 17 or 18.
I thought it was a full gate. 20.
It was close.
That's awesome.
They turned one guy around. He tried racing at Chicane too, and he just couldn't keep up.
So in three events, we went from how many, Jim? You were at the first one.
12. One to 12, 13.
I remember they were calling me up hoping that I had a helmet and stuff. That we could put together another quad. And they were happy as hell you were coming.
I should have warned them about you.
Six.
Remember when you totaled my Rincon at the 6 hour? Yeah. I thought it'd be a great idea to have me, John, and Tommy Farr as partners. And me and Tommy are out there rolling. We're dominating. And John gets on. He does two corners. He brought the thing back. It looked like it went into a crusher. I couldn't believe it. My jaw just dropped.
Well,
John said,
I got to defend myself.
Well, please. I'm curious. I'm still waiting for the other $300 from that thing.
Who leaves there? I don't know. Scott, do you race in four-wheel drive?
Yes, four-wheel drive.
Back me up on this.
You race four-wheel drive? Practice switching back.
Why, are you wanting to go back and forth?
I would never race a cross-country race in four-wheel drive unless it was full of mud and stuff. So I'm on this motocross track, and I'm thinking...
All the time, GNCC and quad
drive. I'm pitching sideways around these turns, and then the front wheel grabbed. And I just instantly...
You're just
not
used to it.
Jim's brand new ring.
You don't know what you're doing.
Easy. No respect.
Quads have you crashed on
just that one. Just on his ring count.
That is a four-wheel drive.
What about the Raptor in Baja?
What about the Wolverine?
Let's talk about John's career.
Let's go back. What about the Suzuki?
Now you're stepping on my career.
Have you crashed every brand?
My career. No, I had a good career. I'm proud of it. I was good at TT. Right, and rolled your Rincon because you left it in four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Oh, because he left
the Raptor.
Come on.
The Raptor? What happened to the Raptor? We were chasing. They strapped a bunch of water on my back and tools fanny pads and bullshit. And I had a tippy Raptor.
Tippy Raptor.
Tippy Raptor. That year it was Tippy. Sorry, Yamaha. That year it was a Tippy.
Yeah, it's not you. It's Tippy.
Tippy down the straightaway.
No, I hate
that. Backwards Tippy.
I was all happy Corey came, and now I'm
Get out of here.
So you can't ride a four-wheel drive.
It's all good. When I crashed, Keith Little was with me that day. And I broke my collarbone because the thing rolled at about 60 miles an hour, and I went with it the same 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, Keith, why did
I
you
got
that?
Up, and my collarbone's broke. What happened to
Keith? Oh, that's right. TT race.
Oh, yeah,
that's
TT.
Right.
That's going on right now, actually.
Yeah.
And I remember I dislocated my shoulder like 6 years before at the Ashtabula Pine Lake National. And when I dislocated, I'm in the middle of the track. It was in practice, and I remember I popped my shoulder back in by pushing it back in. For some reason, I knocked myself out, and I thought that's all it was. So I got Keith yanking on my right shoulder, trying to push my shoulder back. And he's like, no, you can get it. Keep going. You'll get it. You'll get it. For some reason, I was like just messed up. I refused to believe that it could be anything but a separated shoulder.
It was collarbone.
Keith's like, you hear the bone rubbing on each other. It's just grinding. He's like, Keith told me, John, listen. He smacks some sense in me. Listen, do you hear the bone rubbing
your
bone?
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Hey, we had a question that came in a while ago that we forgot about. This would be good for Corey to answer. I don't know who wrote this, but it said, how does the dirt here in Taylorville compare to Casey, Illinois? Did it blue group?
Oh, that's Corey all right there.
Yeah,
the track, as far as the dirt and everything, is pretty much the same as Casey, Illinois. It was a little blue groove, but they dissed it a couple times during the day and put some water to it, so it was a little blue groove with some good loam on the outside of it. So it was actually pretty nice.
Sometimes we get phone calls, and
yeah.
We want to go live the phone call. But we have so many. Well, every time this happens, we get like a huge room full of guests, and we neglect the guests.
Yeah, we neglect.
Like we're doing.
We can take phone calls.
They
come in.
No, they. We got the guys in the back, and they talk about in the forums.
Oh, okay.
And then they talk. Yeah. We get questions in all these papers, and they're all like smacking sense into me.
Yeah, but, we get so sidetracked.
But then last time I got a call from Adam Campbell, and I should have took it because he had some cool stuff to talk about.
Well, I know Mickey Dunlap's listening. I would know he wouldn't mind calling.
Yeah, call our cell phones.
Mickey, give us a call. Give me a call. We'll talk.
The cell phone rings off the hook while we're doing the show because people are trying to call in. I need to check it more often.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we were talking about to Scott Kilby.
Scott Kilby.
We keep neglecting our guests.
I know. We get so sidetracked in this show. We need someone just to smack us when we're sidetracked. Get one of the scene girls in here to do it.
I know what to ask Scott. I got a great question. I think it was you that knows the secret track at Hatfield McCoy Trail System. Is it you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I come this winter?
Yes, you can. I've got a private guide that
he lives
up there. We can stay in his house and leave from his house.
How do you know about that? I don't know about that.
Is that
where he trains on?
I think you told me, Jim.
I think that was
when we were going to train for the 12 hours before I wrecked your Rincon. Before I wrecked your Rincon, and we were going to go do that. And you just told me Scott had this badass trail system, and you can't do it unless you've got experience and you need four-wheel drive. And tell us about it.
We leave from his house, ride a little bit of gravel road, and then we hit some old logging roads or mining roads or whatever they are. And
it's not part of the trail system.
Part of the trail system. We're sort of paralleling it. We cross it occasionally, but it's still on like some mining property.
Hardcore.
We rode 100 miles in one direction from his house.
Wow.
That's work to come to the races. That's an enjoyable.
And it's not passable by anything but four wheel drive.
No, nothing but, well, you might get a sport bike in there if you were, you know, William Yokley or Bill Balance or somebody, or
Corey
Ellis. He'd probably do it. But
no, there's trees. There's trees in those.
There's trees.
It's West Virginia. They got trees.
He'll people that can really ride a sport bike can make it on some of those things.
Corey, man, I remember that day. He was winning. He was beating Bill Balance where were we?
Okeechobee.
Cannondale just came out, and we were like 40 minutes left in the race. And the pro production rider, which they didn't think could do it, was winning the overall. And the announcer's going nuts, and I'm standing there shooting
You're
pictures
crazy,
with Cannondale. It was the Cannondale, all the VIPs, and I can't remember, Bill Rodell and all these guys. Yeah, they're freaking out about Corey, what he's accomplishing at this track. High five.
First GNCC race, never even watched one on TV. I drove 2 days straight, slept 2 hours, drove from California to Florida.
I'll never forget that road trip.
Unloaded and road practice, and then passed out night.
Put a twist throttle on it, and that's
turned
it.
Out the best.
That's all he had.
And how did you end up in that race?
The bike was literally wrapped around a tree.
Okay.
What was it? The bike that seeked out the trees, kind of tippy ones.
I was laying upside down in the middle of the track.
That's the good thing about a GNCC.
Cool.
You got to finish it before you win.
I made a pretty good bobbleneck.
We should have something. Accomplished something today.
Yeah, that was one of the better Corey Ellis
moments.
What
year was that?
2002. Yeah. The Sandy at Okeechobee. It had some motocross in it. That helped you.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a lot of sand whoops.
It's mostly whoops down there, yeah.
So, Scott, what do you think, like, with Can-Am next year? What do you think they're going to be? Think they're going to be in it for the long haul, or is it they kind of testing the waters? Or?
Yeah, I think they're pretty dedicated. They're going to be in it for a while.
Do you see a bigger, stronger team, maybe a little more money projected into the sport? Or?
Yeah, I think they're working on getting some other sponsors to, you know, sponsor Can-Am and the truck and the riders and different things. They're working on some things. So
are you on the inside yet? Are you hearing all the good stuff? We want to get right to the good stuff. Is there a 450 coming? Or?
Yeah, there's actually a 450 coming. They showed it on the dealer movies or, you know, whatever when I was at the dealer meeting, and they showed this 450 come jumping through the air behind a bunch of trees, you know, and you could just hear it ripping, you know.
Sound pretty good?
Yeah, it's definitely a four-stroke.
They can make a motor. So
they can have a quad train and super quad pro.
They're saying they want to get this thing perfected. They've got people out there running them right now. Nobody knows who they are, where they are, and they're going to show up one of these days.
I saw them unload somebody's race bike out of the Can-Am trailer when they showed up.
Come on now, you don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the Can-Am, but it was definitely somebody's race bike.
Is that 2007 that's coming out?
No, if they're doing this, and I bet they're going to go big.
Oh yeah, they're coming out with it big. They're going to do something with it, and it's going to be pretty competitive. You know, they're not going to come out with anything that's
I wonder
not
if they're going to pick
too
a series.
Early. You know.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to pick a GMC series or a WPSA series.
I'd say they're going to hit everything.
All right.
I mean, they're
that'd be good.
They're wanting to sell bikes and they want to just
possible.
Spread out.
They're not scared.
My theory is you can't do both. Corey, can you do both? I don't think
because of the route. I think with a factory support like Suzuki or Can-Am.
Well, I mean, it better be big time.
It's really hard to do yourself, especially with this many races. But I think next year you're gonna have some conflicting races. You have to pick.
Yeah. Rumor has it there's 18 GNCs next year.
I heard 16.
I'm glad I don't race then.
Someone actually told me that a little bit of the schedule for next year. The first one is on the first race of the series is January 1st, and then the last one is on December 24th next year.
Christmas and New Year's! That's a good idea.
That would make sense.
They
were talking about scheduling them on all major holidays, that way people have more time to go to them.
So all they got to do is have two routers, three routers or whatever.
That would make sense with the way
they're every weekend. Well, no, it's every major holiday. I believe there's about 20 of them.
Good.
That'd be good.
Some
travel for expenses and travel time
everything. Sarcasm running deep within the weekend warrior trailer.
That's all true.
Jim, did you like your Kawasaki today?
I don't have a mic.
Yeah,
I'm going to run anyway. I've got to go feed the family, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
If I can get this microphone on.
Appreciate it.
Was that all?
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys. See
ya. Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah, careful.
Man, a couple came here. And he's got a nice house in Australia. Matt's always, we gotta get Matt on the show. Come on, man. We gotta go, when Matt comes, we gotta have like a 3-hour special.
Yeah.
Because, oh, man, that guy, unbelievable.
I can't hear you, Justin.
But,
what do you need? What's up?
We have mic problems.
Oh, yeah, mic problems. All right, I guess I'm running the show. John's just ripping a Duracell pack to pieces right now.
Is it working?
I don't know if mine's working. I guess I'm live. I'm running the show now. They're out.
We'll tell them that this is proof that we just shoot from the
head. Right from the hole.
Back on?
We live? I'm back.
Hi, we're back live again, so thanks.
That reminds me, we should have some breaks up in here, like music.
Yeah, by the way, didn't we talk about
this
with...
like Stern Show, you just gotta keep
rolling. No, Stern Show has commercials.
That's why you get four or five guys in here that way.
Stern Show has
commercials. We got no about anything,
station IDs, like Cortez was saying, like, you're listening to Pure Dirt, Nate to be seen. No, now you tune in, you don't know what you're doing.
But see, they don't know that I just went out and ran for 20 minutes, and that's why we're talking, I came back.
Yeah, yeah. You run your laps once an hour, 20 minutes?
I was out training.
I seen that.
We talked to Dr. Rice from Moto or Target Specific Training earlier. And he said you're going to do it.
I actually went and hung out with Dr. Rice last week with Pat Brown and Dustin Wimmer and Harold Goodman. Saw how they were training stuff, and it looks like a really good program. So I'm going to actually join up pretty quick here and start training for next year, and so that way when the season starts, I'll be really ready and hopefully get in better shape than I am right now, because I don't think you can ever be in too great a shape or too good a shape, you know.
So yeah. Sounds like it has a pretty good program going on there. It's a lot of pros are going to it. So
look at Harold Goodman.
Well, yeah. Corey, if you do get, you know, fat and overweight, you can always come run a utility bike. The 4x4 guys, yeah. I mean, we welcome heavyweights. I mean, the bigger the better. I'm just a freak. I'm tall and skinny. I shouldn't be on one.
I saw Jim riding by when I was out there filming some of the practices, and I thought it was like a little 12-year-old kid when you compare him. I mean, he's just like this little skinny little run on this huge 4x4 that can't, it looks like he's just getting thrown around by it.
Yeah, if you guys could see his seat today, I was like, first impression was Greg Baker. He used to run a TT seat. Now, everybody watched Greg Baker. Man, remember Greg? He could go in TT.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. And no one would do what he was doing. At that time, he'd take all the foam out of his seat. I mean, it was just, that reminded me of your
setup. My Rincon's been set up like that, you know, when I was running that for years, you know, and now, you know, this feels, it's so much better. You're down in the pocket, you're lower to the center, gravity, everything's worked, you know, but... Obviously, you know, once again, it's not stopped.
My hat's off to you, man, because, you know, you do a lot. You're not, everybody thinks you just got some major attitude and you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Whatever. But in the end of the day.
Brad thinks that.
At the end of the day, I got my props to my bro here, Jim Stack, because he's not only rides the quad, he comes up with this innovative stuff like the seat. That's the seat's probably the most minor thing on your quad.
Yeah, I always come up with tricks. Everybody, and you know, I mean, even from Can-Am, I mean, when Scott was in here, you know, like I raced the GNZCs, and I was the first one to relocate shock perches to lower the bikes down. That way you're still got all your travel. A lot of guys will back preload out of them. They'll lose all the suspension, you know, but you'll have a low bike. Well, the lower the better, you know, to a point, you know, for cross country. You're not bombing, you know, 80-foot doubles like Corey's doing out here. So it's triples and, you know, lower, it's more agile, quicker in and out of the corner. So I did that, and, you know, I passed it on to them at the Can-Am camp. And next race, Scott had his shock mounts reweld. Yeah, they're friends. I mean, they're competitors, but I'm not scared to let my tricks out, and you know, I'm not scared to let people,
major,
you know.
Respect.
So.
What about a lot of stuff's been going on in the forums, but what can you tell us about your deal with Kawasaki? Seven figures? I heard you got
at least
a big semi. And what can you tell us?
It just didn't get delivered yet. I'm still driving the box, man. Yeah, so I'm waiting. It should be pulling in any day. I think I hear the air horn.
Yeah. Okay. Aside, what can you tell us about what happened?
I mean, everything just came together. They decided to step up and, you know, just try it out and tread the waters, and they picked me to launch our first effort. So, you know, I'm thankful for that, and as you can see today, I mean, the brute force once again, I mean, it came from the back, came up front, you know, and it's got motor, it's got power, and it handles good, and it works, and it's had some problems in the first heat. I broke a knuckle in the back, but nothing to do with Kawasaki. That's just, I mean, look what we're going through. I mean, a tank would fall apart out there. I don't care what you're on. So
what's the rumor? I heard that these guys are doing more than a GNCC's worth of damage in one race.
We've all been talking. We're looking at the bikes, and we're just like, you know what? This is the equivalent to probably 2 hours of just full-blown, a 2-hour GNCC with a tough motocross.
They've been saying people have just been throwing bikes away actually on the rounds.
They have, and that's the truth. I mean, I'm not saying any names, but yeah, some of the bikes are just absolutely twisted and tweaked after several rounds. And, you know, it does make it hard for the smaller guy to come in, but you don't need to go out there and try and run like a complete animal. You can come and have a blast and still run 5th, 6th, 7th. And you could win, even if, you know, with the luck on your side. And it's a lot of luck. I mean, it is. Speed isn't such a factor as it is in a race. So
do you think that because of the damage you guys are doing to these, that
the factories will pick up and make bigger and better machines like they do with the motocross bikes?
Well, you're taking bikes that aren't supposed to be designed for what we're doing with, and they're strong for what they are, but I mean the stuff we're doing. I mean that one jump out there, I don't know how big that is. That's probably a 50, 60 footer. You know, we're bombing it. It's nothing major, but I mean we're still soaring it, and yeah. It's going to look great on TV. And when every time I hit it, you can feel. I mean, you can hear it. Everything's still tight in the Kawasaki, thank God. But I mean, if something could break on any one of those machines at any time, and it's a risk, it's a gamble, but man, it's fun. It's just cool taking something that big and doing something that gnarly. On a sport quad, yeah, it's expected, but you're going to take a 600-pound 4x4 utility that Pappy goes out on a poker run with a cooler, a bubbly on the back with his wife, and, you know, that's what they're made for, you know.
You know, I was talking to Chris Borich, and he's got major respect for you, too.
Chris is my boy, man.
Yeah,
he's my buddy. He's my good.
That bastard, he's with me, stuck on my rear bumper, and Chris is... I gotta say, this is insane.
Yeah,
in the woods.
Yeah, he's lightning fast.
And I don't know, man.
We push.
Be safe though. If you're going that fast to keep up with Chris Borich on a utility quad, are you doing? You're gonna hit, man. Be careful. You worry me.
We used to ride our sport bikes, and you know, I actually bought one of his old beater bikes or practice bikes, and we'd go out riding. And, you know, there isn't, a whole lot of dudes that we can push each other. So yeah. It's fun. I mean, we go out and we have a good, and it doesn't matter what we're doing. We'll get in his junkyard and get
right.
some old junk cars.
Yeah.
And he rolled me the one time over his double jump. You know, he got into my quartering. So, I mean, we're competitive.
I was at the ATV, no, it was the ATV Rider. It was the ATV Rider magazine when Doogie was with it.
Okay.
What?
Corey.
Hey, Corey just found something.
It's not a dirty magazine, folks.
No, you unbelievable. How did you know to look? Looking around. We're talking Kawasaki, and they got you listed as the Honda rider.
Oh, and you know what? And I clarified that very today. Well, I said, listen. I said, I was on red. Yeah. I'm now on green, and I'm, you know, I might be rolling with the Christmas theme, but I'm,
I know the scorekeeper up there. I'll tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'll Honda.
I think they'll get things straight when it comes to television time. But
I was at the ATV Rider magazine. They had when Doogie ran it. It was John Howell. He did this sport quad shootout, and they also had utilities there. Oh. And Chris and I went out in the utilities.
He told me about it.
Oh, it was
just
so freaking fun.
Smiley was there, too.
I had a blast with Chris Borich. I'm like, man, that's Chris Borich. I'm keeping up with him. I must be doing good. And we're both on utilities.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, so I got to say, utility rate, people don't like Corey. You probably, until you started riding the Grizzly, did you ever think riding a 4x4 utility would be any fun?
Yeah, I mean, I never really rode one that much. And then I went to Press Central. Actually, the Press Central you took me to, John, up in Olympia.
Oh, yeah, the first Grizzly, 2002?
Was it 2002?
2002 or 2003,
yeah.
Something like
that. We had a blast that day.
Yeah,
that was
fun. Out in the woods there up in Olympia, and with Frank Hopkins shooting pictures of us.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Crawling over everything and anything in the woods.
That's neat, yeah, that's just cool.
We had a blast that day. I remember they wanted to get us off those Grizzlies.
Yep.
Only thing I got off to ride was the blaster on the motocross track.
Yeah, we had our pick.
that was about it.
And Ben, I remember he was doing that huge triple on a little stupid blaster. Unbelievable. This damn thing's probably 80 feet. Corey Lunatic is doing a triple on the blaster.
That's great.
It was a good time.
That's great.
Yeah, Terry Buell wasn't real excited about it too much then, but we had a good trip.
But no, I love, that's like my new thing. That's my favorite thing to do is just trail bash on a good four-wheel drive. I don't want to go on some dumb old Ranger or what they call the Foreman or something.
Right, yeah.
I want to go on something nice four-wheel drive. It's got some power.
Like a Brute Force 650i.
Oh, it's fun. You guys, people don't realize that these things work like
they're
they do.
Fun. I mean, they've come a long way, and I think the motors are power. You know, we'll talk about Mickey Dunlap here at Four Stroke Tech. When I had his 840 when I was racing it, that thing, this is no lie, me and Borich were up on a fire road at Tower City at Roush Creek.
All right.
I had a right rear flat, and he was on his race bike. And we were going from about, 5 mile an hour, real slow. And I said, you hit it, and I'll go. And I started inching him. I started on a right rear flat, and he couldn't believe it. He looked over shaking his head the whole way on up through, up 70 mile an hour. He was just like, wow. And
I had the stock Suzuki King Cloud at 76 miles an hour, I think it was.
These bikes run. I mean,
they
are.
That was on pavement, but
what's cool? I mean, they're scary fast. they don't handle, and they're huge, and that's what makes it cool. It's like, this guy's a lunatic. What is he doing? Like, these people lost their mind to do something like that.
That's what you guys on the start. That's the best thing you guys. I thought, the fenders and the running board stuff. You guys just bang like crazy on the start. It's just like a comedy show because. And we get out there and we can't do that. I mean, we're going to be upside down.
Yeah, so open wheel.
A little more open wheel than you guys are. But you guys just, it's like bouncing off each other like pinballs, you know, going down in the star straight. It's comedy to watch, but it's really interesting and fun, you know.
It's just I can't wait
that Can-Am isn't so powerful. Because it seemed like if they were more equal, it'd be cool in the start.
This clutching, I mean, this will be a trick. I mean, everybody's going to be able to, you know, fiddle around with that, get jetting right, so that's definitely going to help.
Whoever posted the we got a question here that said we got a yawn on the forum. Whoever posted that, please get off because you're wasting our valuable bandwidth.
Does anybody got a question for me out there?
It was Jack Moore. Unbelievable! I got respect for Jack Moore, but a yawn? What the hell? We're talking. We got good stuff jumping here.
What is that? A yawn?
Yawn?
Hey, I gotta tell Jack.
I want a freaking fight.
Yawn.
I mean, a yawn. You need to. If anything, fight Jack Moore. I like the guy. I do. But like, man, Jack, I was hoping it was some stupid punk.
Are you sure his last name's Moore?
Some X-Rider or something.
Is his last name Moore or is it off?
We don't want to screw our valuable bandwidth
it's Jack.
On punks. But maybe he was kidding. I bet you he was kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's Jack. You know he is.
We were rolling along. I thought we were having a good time.
I'm loving it. That's why George can contest. Whenever we do this thing, the hour and a half goes by like we.
Yeah, you don't even realize it.
It's only an hour and a half.
That's what they told me. I think hour and 10 minutes.
Well, so far.
How long is our show supposed to go? How long is our show supposed to go? No, it's supposed. What did we do last time?
We can handle
it. I'm here. That's all that matters, right?
No. Hour and a half. All right, we got a half hour then. That's cool.
How come you're not out here, Joe? Don't you have something to say?
No, we got Mark
Straubinger
coming up.
There's Banger.
Rolling
Cricket.
Yeah. Whoa. Man, about time to get some females up.
He just sat down beside me and
this Cricket. Did you think I was gonna hit you on the start?
We got Banger in the house running. And Miss May. Am I right? Miss May 2005. Jessica Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Cricket, I'm going to sit real close to you so you can use my microphone, all right? Put my arm around, you know, we'll be able to do it.
See how he rolls? See how he rolls? He's going to share his microphone.
Yes.
His
pin.
Anyway, well, do we have, can you put the microphone on, what do we, let's talk to Jessica. We can't wait. Sorry. I know Marco. He's
sorry,
patient.
No problem.
You got a minute? We got Banger in the house.
Banger.
If you don't know Banger,
Banger,
you need
to sit on my lap if you want.
If you don't know Banger, just get off, too. You're ruining our bandwidth, too. If you don't know Banger, just get off.
It's all good.
But, we got the announcer of all announcers, the one that WPSA and ESPN hurried up and gobbled up as fast as they could before somebody else grabbed him, and the 30-second girl. We were saying we could go longer than 30 seconds.
I told her I'd go
in line. I think I can go longer.
I just want to jump in here and let you know we've had the largest crowd ever for the this event. This is round number 3, the WPSA Power Sports Tour. Round 5. Tomorrow's round 6, and I'm going to tell you what, when we rolled in here Thursday and we had over 100 people here already, it was just phenomenal, and it's great to see. You know, I knew the farther north we were going to go, the more riders that were going to show up.
Do we go to New Jersey?
We're in the heartland, and it's great to see, you know, this series growing. You know, one thing I think a lot of people don't understand, the WPSA is not trying to put any of the other series out of business. We're not trying to stir up the pot. WPSA, it's really, I think, when we get all this exposure on television, if there's going to be enough riders come out of the woodwork to actually, there might be enough riders for 3 series. And you just cannot get better coverage than ESPN 2. Well, you can, ESPN 1, but ESPN 2, and you know. But WPSA Racing, this is a little phrase that I've kind of keyed. Bringing ATV racing to the world, and in turn, the world will come to ATV races.
Right. You said putting the TV in ATV.
Right. WPSA or the I like to say the ATV, the Power Sports Entertainment ATV Tour, putting the TV in the ATV. Right. And you know, in the past there was promoters, and the they had their gig, they did a good job, you know, but and they made their money off the riders. The WPSA is they're making money off of advertising, you know, and that's the difference. And it's and it's, it just shows here. So, you know, it's just another way of you know them making their money. And but it was stagnant. The sport was just stagnant, not going anywhere. And it's not about hey, we had 700 riders. It's not about that. It's about the viewers.
Right.
Now listen, Snowcross, very good program, you know, and it's awesome to watch, but we're already, the numbers, there are more people watching ATV racing than Snowcross racing.
Really? How do you know that?
Well, I heard some numbers there. 300,000 people were watching this program. I mean, that's... Wow. That's phenomenal.
I think it was Justin Anderson, the marketing person for WCA, told me that the TV ratings for that day, Saturday, I think it was the round two or something, there was nothing higher through the whole day. That's pretty good. I mean, they had programming for 12 hours. The number one programming was this event. That's pretty badass, man. For that to do that well right out of the box, you're onto something here.
Right, I think like the first show. I think you know the women's tennis finals beat us out. Also, I think some
this was like the second show or something.
Tour de France or some type of bicycle racing also beat us out. But you know, this is the heartland. You know, this is like grassroots racing the way I see it. You know, people can relate to this.
Right.
You know, I was reading somewhere like 7 out of 10 people. In Pennsylvania, or 7 out of 10 families in Pennsylvania own ATVs, and it's just amazing. You know, if I'm sure the guy that has 4 kids and has 12 ATVs kind of messes up the balance. But you know what I'm saying? This is grassroots racing, and people can watch this and relate to it a lot better than you know bicycle racing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's great to see. At this sport that would just, it's like screaming for attention. I mean, you know, like I've said before, 68% or whatever of the motorcycle shops sales are ATVs. Well, okay. And actually, I think they ought to be called, instead of calling them motorcycle shops, we need to start calling them ATV shops that sells motorcycles.
You know, the ATVs are the number one selling market times three, is what I heard over any motorcycle, street bike, dirt bike, anything such like that. And I mean, that's, you know, the many homes, you know, and I live in Pennsylvania, and I know what you're saying. It seems on any given weekend, you go up the road, there's nothing but trailers full of four-wheelers, and, you know, I mean, it's big. You're right. People can relate. And I heard one of the Snowcross guys saying today that they actually... Snowcross has flatlined and it's dead. So I mean, I think we're going to pick up where they're starting to fall. So it's going to be something good for, you know, it's going to be good for all of us, the sport, and all of us have been in it for so long. It's going to be great.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Mark. What do you see in the future? We bragged that Jim Stack here is receiving a 7-digit number.
Hey, Jim Stack on the Kawasaki, not the Honda, Mark.
Well, he's making 7 figures. We just, I don't know, if you guys believe that, I don't know, you need to step off too. But you're sucking up our bandwidth.
Yeah.
But no, anyway, we joked that he made 7 figures. What's Tony Hawk make for riding a skateboard?
Well,
what do you see in the future?
That's I think these guys are making money off endorsements more than like the factory. You know, Ricky Carmichael, of course, he makes a lot of money from the factory, you know, but he makes a lot of money from Fox and other things too. And whenever he comes out with you know anything like that, he's always getting royalties and stuff. And you know, it's kind of hard to say they make exactly this amount of money because there is no exact amount because of royalties things.
What's the talk going on about next year? Eminem Mars coming, Mountain Dew. Because when you go to Snowcross, you see that kind of stuff. When you go see the winner of the Summer X Games and stuff, you see these big companies dropping major coin.
WPSA has to build a product first, and that's what we're doing this year. The Power Sports Tour actually probably losing about $120,000 on, and I'm just guessing, they're losing a lot of money on these races, but they're building a product to sell in the future. And what I see happening in the future is, instead of Joe Johnson having 35 different sponsors and stickers on his machine, if you know, some sponsoring, some, you know, somebody will come up to WPSA and say, "Hey, we're gonna give $100,000 for this," and then you will have your quality wrapped in one.
Okay.
You know,
more like
one
a,
business.
More like a NASCAR, you know, Jeff Gordon's DuPont, and,
right? Exactly.
Know, and Earnhardt Jr.'s, you know, Budweiser, whatever. It's gonna be. You're gonna have that one major sponsor, and then you'll have, you know, your other sponsors that are you know, help you with your program, but aren't really talked about too
right
much.
And what the WPSA is, from what I've heard, is will, like, let's say they get that $100,000, they're gonna keep $70,000 of it, and they're gonna give Corey Ellis $30,000 and get, you know, to have his album machine wrapped in that, and he's still gonna be sponsored by his you know, his hardware riders, but he's going to be getting, you know, some traveling change, I guess you can call it. And that's the way I see it coming. I'm not going to say this is exactly how it's going to happen, but the product is being built, and I'm sure that the folks out there are going to buy it. I mean, it's just, there's too many ATVs out there for people not to say, "Man, this is awesome." You know, we've seen this on the TV now, and it's a legitimate sport.
The crowd react, and you've caused the crowd to react. We're at three rounds now. What is more exciting for the crowd in the television? And is it the quad train or the super 450s?
Well, you know what I think it is. I think that the dads and the hunters and the farmers or whatever are watching the quad train challenge, and then the 15 to 26 year old guys, kids are watching the racing, you know. And then also, you know, I was talking with Tess Sewell about we need to include just 20 seconds of amateur racing, or maybe just interview like Hannah Sharp, or, you know, some little youth rider real quick, do like behind the scenes thing. But it's got to be real quick, because you got to remember it's like $100,000 a minute, you know. It's not cheap, but, you know, I think that's what we're going to see.
Well, at the event, you have firsthand knowledge that no one else does. You see from the tower people's reactions, people crowding to the fences, which I'm curious, is it the quad terrain, or are they crowding the fences more for the Super 450? Is there a difference, or is it equal?
Actually, I think that the locals that come out to watch the race are kind of more interested in the quad terrain challenge.
Okay.
But I think the true racer, you know, come out and watches the pro races.
It's a
but
great mix then.
It's a great mix. It really is. And it's kind of saying, you know, you go to a concert like a Lollapalooza or something, and which band was the best? Well, it's kind of hard to say, because different people like different music, and it's, you know, you ask 10 different people, you get 10 different answers. But, you know, I actually think, you know, that this quad terrain challenge is going to explode, because it is something that a lot of people can relate to. And I think I think in the future, when this grows, we're going to, the Power Sports Tour will come and run the quad terrain challenge one weekend, and the next weekend will be the motocross. I mean, I actually think it's going to get to that size. And when we start having qualifiers for the QTC, then we know that it's just blown up big. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, what's missing, Jim? Can we're moving on to our next guest, but Jim can tell us what's missing. He's got ideas that'll just blow your mind. First, before we get to Jim's ideas, what are some of your ideas that missing at the WPSA to make it even better? Is there something you can come up with? Maybe.
Well, the only thing is, I just think that we need to have to spend, like I said a few moments ago, put that 20 seconds or 30 seconds on the youth classes and let these people realize that there's more going on at these events than just these pro racing.
Right.
And, you know, I think people will come out, and I think it'll all come hand in hand. Like I said earlier, exposing the world to, you know, WPSA, exposing the world to ATV racing, and then more spectators will come out. And in that, in hand, there'll be more riders come out too. I mean,
right?
You know, if I'm sitting at home and I'm a 17-year-old kid, and I'm watching the Quad Train Challenge, I'm like saying, man, I can beat that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just see it just blowing up all over. Look what they did for, you know, like Supermoto. 5 years ago, nobody ever even heard of it. You know, the KTM Duke came out, and they couldn't hardly give them away. But that was like before its time. So, you know, I just keep the path going, keep it rolling, and just steer the ship in the correct direction. And this sport is going to just blow up. And, you know, a lot of people say it'll never be as big as the bikes, but I think they're actually wrong with that because, like I said, so many people have ATVs and can relate.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Well, that's a good parting word almost. We're running out on time, and I appreciate Mark Straubinger more than words can express. You've been my good friend for many years, and you're the voice of our 6 and 12 Hours of America as well, I'm proud to say. Man, really proud to have you. We want to have you on again because I really value your opinion on everything, and I want to get to some more guests and stuff. Station identification, this is Pure Dirt. I am John Pellin with guest Brad Phillips instead of George Cortes this week. It's his birthday, I guess. So we've got Brad, and he's going to read some of the results, I think, next. But we'll just give the winner of each class. Do you have the results for the winner, the Heath races today or not? I don't know. I feel like I've left my host out.
He's not.
It's okay.
He doesn't mind.
Actually, yeah.
He's still on the clock.
I brought some results here.
Really? Oh, okay.
Well, it's not results. It's my notes from the races. Just I was going to jump in there and do some of that, but
all right, Rita, there's probably like girls. The girl in the pink, she looked hot. His notes from the race. No, that would be my notes.
What it is, when I announce, I score just like the scores do.
Okay.
And as they come by, I look in my binoculars and I write with one hand. I've got my
cool.
I got my giant. $1 million Bling Star clipboard.
Yep, yep, the famous Bling.
I fill that out, and that's what you're looking at right there.
You're definitely professional, and I think you and Robbie Powers. I want to have Robbie on too at one of these Pure Dirts. And man, you guys, if you don't come to WPSA, you got to listen to their how they interact with each other is just amazing. I mean, you guys really work good together, and I'm entertained the whole way. I want to stop taking pictures and listen to what you got going on, because you got a great show right here. It's better than Pure Dirt, that's for sure.
Well,
good.
You know, John, I just want to say one thing in closing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm involved in this sport because it's in my blood. I'm not here to make money. I'm here to promote the sport of ATV racing. You know, if I make some change and go home with, you know, some money in my pocket, that's great. But I'm here because I love the sport of ATV racing, and I hope everybody out there will come to one of our events and support this awesome sport that's just going to blow up and grow so big. Power Sports ATV Tour, WPSA Racing. Once again, WPSA bringing ATV racing to the world, and folks, we're waiting on you to come to a WPSA race.
Well said, and we definitely respect your enthusiasm and all the years you put forth into the sport. I think everyone does. Man, I don't even have to remind the listeners now of their appreciation, because the banquet comes to mind. I think you got the biggest standing ovation of anyone ever in the seven-year history of the banquet that we've had in, where are we? The Drawbridge Inn in Kentucky. But I was on my feet, that's for sure. I think it was a great moment, and looking forward to many more. Okay, next guest. Jim, get off of her. Jeez. How many times? I knew he would do it, too. Yeah.
I think Cricket has to put it's that like, microphone a little higher like, up. So, Jim, yeah. Leave her alone.
Oh, yeah. She's over here making out in the corner. And anyway.
I'm going to leave.
We keep
now.
Calling you 30-second girl. That's so impolite.
30-second card girl.
Yeah. I was referring to her as the 30-second
girl. ESPN card girl.
Where did Cricket come from? We're curious.
My mama.
My mom gave it to me when I was a baby.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's stuck.
Well,
I think you're the only one who calls me Jessica.
Jessica, really?
Yeah.
I feel bad calling you Cricket. It feels like, I don't know. Oh, you're too sexy to be some stupid insect.
I thought
insect.
That's what
her name was. Corey, insect. It's like so disrespectful.
She used to rub her legs together when she was a kid.
Like you guys got to go. You got to check this out. You know who you look. Jump click on. You're in front of your computer right now. You might as well go. Click on Miss May 2005. Miss April 2005. And just.
I think it's April. Seen Korea?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys will know what I'm talking about when you click there. She's not like when you think of insects. You don't. When you think of Jessica, you don't think of an insect. So that's why I don't like calling her Cricket, but that's all good. Anyway, so you're the official card girl. I'll stop saying 30-second girl. But so what's up? What's involved in that gig?
Well,
besides all the guys hitting on you. And how do you stop that, by the way?
And filming her. I got a nice tight shot.
Oh, we did too. We had her.
Well, it was good.
Pose and Brad and I had some good shots of her today. We had her looking over her shoulder. Actually. You guys got to check the video. We got her looking over her shoulder. It's pretty sexy. Pretty good.
No, I have fun with everybody. We're all friends, so.
Well, what do you do to try to? I know that there's this place. How many guys are here and girls? There's so many guys up in here. How do you stop them? Because I know they're hitting on you all day. What, you show them the new. You guys are hate this, but you show them the new wedding ring or?
No, I mean
is that how you comment? You're not really married.
I don't want to make anybody feel bad, so I just laugh and pretend they're joking, maybe.
So you show them your pretend wedding ring? Or is that really?
Is that the one to fend off, guys?
No, yeah. It's for real.
So this is all fake. All this time. She's good. Because this whole time she knew it, saw it coming.
Wait, were you
she knew how I run, so she knows.
Yeah.
Man,
she knows how
this John won't leave me alone. I better put this ring on, pretend like I'm getting married.
Were you the one that in London started kind of shaking and had all the guys hooting hard on the line?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. She's not
married.
I did that this morning, too.
What?
I did it this morning.
I was sleeping.
You missed it.
You guys got to come to one of these races and see what we're talking about.
And well, she's got her just goes nuts every time.
Yeah.
Just
she's got a partner in crime. Her name is Ashley. How do you know Ashley?
Yes. We've been best friends since we were like
eight.
Been working at the races since we were like 10.
No way. See, I was saying 13 earlier. You've been working at the races since you were...
Yeah, we scored the mini O's when we were like 12 years old.
Wow.
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
I hate that she's married.
Yes. 21, really?
I'll be 22 in August.
That's young for marriage. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Jim's out of here. You got
married to
Jim. Be married before you're 25.
I agree.
Did you get smacked?
I voted for that measure.
You just leave
right now. No, but I'm leaving before you do.
Is he a racer?
No, I'm. I've actually met him through Ashley.
Jim is out of that.
I met him through Ashley. She set me up with him.
Give her
shit. We've been dating since we were like 15. So
she doesn't count even more than. Experiencing, he's gonna kill me. He's gonna find me and just kill me, probably.
Yeah,
probably. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. A kid.
Who's your favorite racer? Is there some hot guy in the pits that you think is great? We
wanna no, you can't ask me that. I don't have a favorite.
You can't ask me that because I'm standing here.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So do you just get flown around the country then to hold up the 30-second card?
So far, it's worked out like that.
That's pretty cool.
Good deal.
Have you made any television time yet?
Yeah. I, a little bit. A few seconds.
Yet?
One. Yeah.
I was going to do it, but it's like I got to film, guys. I can't hold that card up.
So what does a guy do when he wants to sign a body part? You know girls always sign the cleavage? Is it, improper to sign, like, wrong areas of your body?
You need also mention
that. So I was going to get an autograph.
She was, I think, weren't you the Jack Lee's girl today?
Passed yes, I was. I passed out
handing
beef
out beef.
Nuggets.
Messing with Sasquatch.
One of the major sponsors here for the series.
Messing with Sasquatch.
We decided we want to do something for a movie called Messing with the Shark. Alan White, Corey's mechanic, just for a little feed off on it.
I like it.
I'm sure we can figure something out. I've already got some stock footage, basically.
Yeah, awesome. I like that. Yeah. Poke him when he's down and out, passed out.
The only bad part is, I'm sure if you did that, he'd get you back about twice as
much.
Sure.
Yeah. He's planning it out.
He always seems to come back pretty good.
You know, A. White, Jessica? Am I supposed to call you Cricket? I don't want to.
You call me whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
My dad calls me Jessie May, so.
All kinds of names.
It's just too cute to call an insect. That anyway, but
yeah, it's got a cute color. Insect.
All right, that's true.
Yeah.
What was my question?
You know Alan White, the big guy.
Do you know A. White, Corey's mechanic?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she does.
Yeah.
She's seen him. I'm sure hauling at her.
So she's a partier.
She
She's a partier.
Yeah, she's been over to the Saturday Night Rock Arnold.
Oh, really?
Fiesta.
Cool.
Yes. Cool. Love the Arnos. Had pasta tonight. It was great.
They already had the pasta?
That's where everyone was at. We had to go drag them out of there to come to the show.
I got to get over there and get some.
Bring Rick Murphy back. Is he over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't. I checked, yeah.
Well, we're supposed to have Rick Murphy on. He was like our main guest. He never showed up.
He's busy guy.
WPSA. I think we had fun anyway. If we want to copy.
Hey, yeah, is UFC fight on pretty soon? A couple hours, I think.
Oh, that's right. Shamrock and Tito.
Yeah, UFC fight. Gotta go.
We got one vote for Tito.
I think we're gonna go.
Jessica, who's gonna win? Tito or Shamrock?
Wait, is this something going on here?
No, it's pay per view.
I've never heard of it.
UFC. Ultimate Fighting Championship.
I don't have that tracking satellite in my trailer.
Corey's like, I want to see if she's
going to Wimmer's.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. We'll go to Wimmer's.
It's Ultimate Fighting.
Yeah, I know. I watched it, but I don't remember.
Wimmer got the whole show today.
Who won the last one?
$1,000 whole show.
Who won the last one? I think Shamrock's been undefeated for a while, right?
No, the last time they fought, or the last UFC.
Really? I don't get that channel.
Weird. So I assume you're going to all the next races.
Yes.
The ESPN card.
Yep.
What is your official title?
What did you say before? It sounded good.
Can't say 30 second.
No, ESPN card.
Although 30 second girl is kind of appropriate because she's really cute.
Yeah, but that's just dirty. That's Pelin. That's Pelin dirty.
Pelin, no.
We had no.
No, don't. What? Just colored water.
ESPN card girl. I like that. Right?
Yeah.
Or World Power Sports Association. Right. WPSA card girl.
We gotta have you and Ashley on sometime together.
Yes, we'll be in Indiana, so.
I'll get the video camera.
Give her some road pops first, and then get them on.
I heard, yeah, we get some mud wrestling.
Because Ashley seems like she's a little bit of a party girl. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
All right.
We party.
Well, her husband isn't around.
Oh, is Ashley married too now?
No.
Oh, I thought she was her.
Oh.
So we need to know who's Ashley's favorite rider.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Rocco Arnold. I'm thinking Rocco Arnold.
I don't know. I think Pat Brown.
Yeah.
Really?
Brown's got away with the ladies. We were in Jersey. No. He's GQ, man.
In there too.
Well, Wimmer's so shy and quiet, though. Yeah, we went Wimmer's to this quiet, we went to this little like rodeo. Yeah.
Well,
we went to this country bar in Jersey with Brown, and there was like a couple hot girls in there, but just the one drop-dead supermodel. And he got the number and took her on a date and all. I mean, he was just Mr. Rico Suave. I was impressed.
Huh. All right.
And he rode the bull for a while, too. I think that impressed her. So
who are you talking about?
Pat Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a little smile on her face.
What do you mean? Can't we go longer?
Well, where's our guest? Where's Rick Murphy? We're going to have Rick Murphy on next time. I don't know. He's probably busy doing something. We'll excuse him. He's a CEO, man. He's probably got stuff to do. I totally forgive him for sure, and we'll have him on again. Yeah. Man, Corey comes to the rescue. I think it was a great show because of Corey.
Yeah, Corey's
your because of your guys.
Corey's an awesome guy.
Somebody wrote some sort of perverted, horrible name.
Yeah, and washed me on the side of my motorhome.
I swear it wasn't me. I do that kind of shit. I don't
know. No, it wasn't you.
I don't think it was any of our guys.
I don't know.
I really don't.
I think it was that dunk kid.
Do you know how hard I cracked the whip on these guys?
It's okay.
I don't have time to do anything.
My dad's
like
coming in a couple of races. He'll have a little bit of fun.
Wait, did you scratch the rim or something?
Yeah, that's Mr. Clean.
Oh, you guys don't know.
How do you feel about the little crank?
Alan Ellis is...
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Getting stuck in the hotel parking lot.
That was
I don't know nothing about
that. Weird.
Can we come up? Can we
cats just... and chains. And
we could do some stories, though. We got to wait till you retire, though, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
These Alan White stories.
Well, Cricket.
Tell some of those.
What should we talk about? We got to close this thing up. We got about 5 minutes. Let's talk about you don't care.
What do you do outside of this?
Yeah.
I did work at a club as a door girl on Friday and Saturday nights, and
you
also
get beef?
No beef.
Well, that's what she did today. She was handing out beef.
Yeah.
She's the one that left all the 18-year-olds in
FQ. What?
Well, it's in our town. It's like 19 to get in the clubs because it's college town. But if you're like 16 and a hot girl, you're good.
Yeah.
Seriously, it is. All the door guys are like, oh, you're good. Yeah. You just go.
Yeah.
Just give me a nice tip and I'll let you in.
Yeah. I figure. I'm on the list.
Corey, don't you work for Dr. Rice?
No, that's Ashley. I work at a pharmacy as well.
I think it's from Georgia?
Fill prescriptions, yep.
Should we tell what Cricket's wearing? People probably want to know. It's a little half bra lace, no stomach. She's got her navel showing. She's got this black miniskirt on with no panties.
And her husband's gonna track you down.
No, it's not
how you wish she was. I'm just saying.
Isn't that what you don't think she's wearing? That?
It's not how you picture her. It's how she actually physically
my
is, Felon.
Not that going in my head.
Wear
Jack
Link's.
No,
what
it's
do you call
it's
those,
a little miniskirt. It's a black miniskirt
and a black
shirt. Way high, and I don't think there's panties on. I don't know.
I think those are gym shorts.
Am I right? Or
I do. I do have panties on.
You do? Yeah. All right. No, I stand corrected.
You know
I stand
what? If they want to see what she's wearing, they said to tune in ESPN too.
August 15th at 2:00. Is that right?
Oh, there you go.
Eastern time.
Oh, is that the same outfit you wore on before? I thought you wore your lace up.
She's gonna walk out.
You just wore your.
No, I had this on.
She looks hot, whether she's dirty and in the. On the line or just in the trailer after the night?
I concur.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be wearing some Fox clothes. They sent me some clothes.
All right. Did they do that, like, purposely? They knew they'd track you down and sent this stuff for you because they know what you're doing?
But you or did
I'm sure somebody called them
and
asked
them. I'm sure WPSA kind of tells you what to wear, though, right?
Yeah,
they just told me to wear something cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pick out Jack Link's top?
No, this morning I was told to wear this.
You should wear
and
your
scene girl's
top. Remember that black top I gave you? The scene girl top?
Yeah.
You should wear that.
Yeah.
She's
or not.
She's rolling her eyes.
Yeah, whatever.
She wish I'd shut up.
That was a sticker.
Yeah,
that
was a sticker.
It was not.
It was like, no, it was like from the banquet, the banquet party.
No respect.
No, it's a nice t-shirt. Yep.
Like, no respect. Come off it right there.
No, it was good. It wasn't
Helen's property.
No, it wasn't that bad. Usually I have some revealing thing, but that was actually a pretty good. That was a pretty good. It was a respectable top. It's nice. You should run that.
Comparatively respectable.
All right, well, if you all been listening, this is Pure Dirt. George Quartus gone, missing in action. We don't know where you're at. George, call us. We're concerned.
With a broken arm, he said, a birthday party. I think
a broken arm? What?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry. His truck's broke.
Oh, jeez. Big difference.
Broken something.
So Quartus has a broken truck.
Man. Well, happy birthday, George. Come back. We miss you. Pure Dirt, Brad Phillips, Corey Ellis.
Signing off. Secret
Jessica
out,
Elizabeth.
Out.
Jessica Elizabeth, check her out, Miss May 2005. But better yet, come to a race.
Goodbye for now or whatever.
Yeah. I'd like to say that with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Back
in
2 and 2.
No.
No, I can't.
No.
You might
have
Bubba
you
the
have
Love Sponges part
of it. What if you could sign us?
F this place, I'm out of here. Remember?
Yeah.
F this place.
I'm out.
How is it again?
F this
place, this is bullshit.
I'm out.
I love it.
Screw you. You're cool.
No, that's what he says. It's Bubba the Love Sponge. Did you ever listen to him?
Oh, no, that was a half-baked thing.
No, that's his new parting words. Check it out. I'm serious. If you're on serious, this is...
I got XM. I was the...
I'm on Corey serious.
Yeah.
I'm actually... I run his serious.
He's on my account.
Wow. Yeah. That's kind of cute.
I just use his account. No, he inspired me to serious. That was so gay. Don't ever say anything like that again. That was buzzkill if I ever saw him. Yeah. But anyway, serious is badass. If you don't have Sirius and you go to the races, what are you doing? Are you searching through FM channels? For $9, you got XM, sorry.
I'm not terribly happy
so
with
much
it, but
better.
No, it's way better. I have
it's good.
My truck came with XM for a year, so I'm like, well.
My boys can attest. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, F this place. This is bullshit. I'm out. No, Pure Dirt, John Pellen, George Court just missing in action, Brad
next,
Phillips.
When's the next episode of Pure Dirt?
Indiana.
We're going to Indiana at Wildcat.
Saturday night, is that when it is?
Yeah, Saturday night, 7:00 Eastern Standard, or is that?
I gotta wait that long to be on this thing again.
You want to be on?
Indiana's right.
You've been trying to drag me over here for the last.
Corey's gonna be on again. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Well, I need to figure out a mic issue.
Corey will be on again. Yeah, we love having him.
You got
to come clean though. If we're gonna have you on at Indiana, you got to come clean with one story.
Huh? All right,
one cool story.
I'll come up
because you got like Corey has so many cool stories. He's so freaking quiet.
We need to get Alan in here.
He'll have some.
All right,
we know he.
We know.
I might have to keep him quiet a little bit, but
I can bring some audio clips in from that London thing. He's talking about his hip bone connected to his drinking bone. No.
All right, but you have to come up with one story. We'll have.
We might have a fresh new story after this week.
Okay,
Monday.
I'm sure you will. Oh yeah.
Designated driver. I might see some stuff.
Oh man, I'll put a dash cam in.
But we might have to have stories with no names.
Yeah,
that's
we're
fine.
Gonna.
I'll go.
We have changed some names of the story.
I'll allow it.
Yeah,
I'll allow it.
It'll be good racing.
All right, you're
especially with one person that's coming. I think
Corey's coming back. Indiana. I don't know if that. What is Indiana? Is that Central Time?
It's Eastern Time.
Is it for sure?
It used to be. It used to stay and like not switch, but now they got rid of daylight. So I don't know. It's Easter.
It's cool that we're the ones. Brad and I are the ones. The reason we're going to Wildcat Creek with our bro Demetrius Knopp.
Demetrius is a good guy.
If it wasn't for me and you, I don't think we'd be going. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that because he's a really cool guy. And you know what? Yeah. That track's pretty badass.
And we were sitting there at Edgecondy talking to Tess. They're trying to get the series going with Edgecondy GS series.
Yep.
And we're like, we need tracks. And I remember we filmed at Wildcat for Carpe Diem. You can check out the track and that. And it's. I remember when we were there, Demetrius was like, hey, if you have connections, I want a race. I want a national race here. I can do it. I'll do whatever you want. Yep. And I remember thinking that when we were there. I'm like, call Tess and tell him. And then, like, a week later, it's on. So.
Yeah, it worked.
What are they saying on the forum, Miguel?
Quickie Devlin's bitching that he only hears 10 seconds at a time.
He needs to get off the phone modem. Join civilization and get a real DSL line. Who's on a phone modem nowadays?
You can't even.
Does he have a dial phone too? Rotary phone? Rotary like phone? 1961?
He's got dial the internet connection on his phone. And then
tell him, you know, Zach, tell him to call Zach Moore, just take his phone back.
Man, how long are we? Brad's giving up on us. He's like, screw you guys, it's been 2 hours.
I was thinking about 4 or 5 times. Yeah. So.
But no, check us out. Where are we? We're in Wildcat Creek.
Northern United States.
Ross.
We'd rather you just come, but if you got it,
you
got to stay at home and be there.
Magoo's cutting us off.
All right.
987.
All right, Pure Dirt signing out. See ya.
Phillips out.
Keep it real.
Stuff.
All right.
Thanks for the hotel.
Hey, guess?
Good stuff.
I can go for a hot dog. I'm going to.